Coming now to a mansion that you know very well, and that is the Skelly Mansion at 21st and South Madison. Beyond the obvious reason, why is that so special to you?
Well, my wife and our children that were left at home purchased it in 1978, and we lived there for 17 years. We completely restored it. We purchased it from Congressman James R. Jones, had it placed on the National Register. Today it is owned by the University of Tulsa. It's a large house, but it is a very livable house. The ground floor, the rooms flow to each other. This was one of the problems that I saw with John Duncan Forsyth's large houses. He would always have this grand entrance hall, and each of the downstairs rooms would feed off of that. So if you wanted to go from the living room to the dining room, you had to go through the entrance hall, from the dining room to the library. The Skelly House, the rooms flow. It's wonderful. As I say, we lived there for 17 years. All of our daughters went to Monte Cassino, and there was a time period when they were receiving girls from Mexico whose mothers had gone to Monte Cassino. At that time, it was a boarding school. They wanted their daughters to come back 1 year to learn English and this sort of thing. So through the years, we had 17 of those girls that lived with us. So we had a house full.
Now, how many bedrooms in that house?
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hmm. 2 on the upper floor, mm-hmm. on the third floor.
No swimming pool in there?
No swimming pool.
Any ghosts in that house?
No, not really. We would always joke. We had lived in a large house on Hazel Boulevard, which had 2.5 floors, and there was a laundry chute in it. My wife would jokingly say when she would go up to the third floor, which was the boys' bedroom, change the linens and throw the dirty linens into the laundry chute, and if they bounced out and hit her, she knew it was time to go down and do the laundry. So we could not find a laundry chute in the Skelly Mansion, and my wife missed it very much. We kept saying, you know, a house of that size had to have a laundry chute. Well, after we sold the house, the young couple that purchased it and just lived there a short time, they discovered in one of the upstairs bedrooms, which could also be used as an office, in the closet was the laundry chute in the floor, and we never knew it.
We see pictures of Mr. Skelly and his wife in beautiful dining experiences with all their friends around. So it must have a huge dining room.
Yes, the dining room was enlarged. The original dining room was probably 15 feet in size. The interesting story about the beginning of the Skelly Mansion, it was started in 1919, I believe, by one of the Aronson family, one of the daughters. During the construction, she decided she didn't want it, and that's when the Skellys purchased it and completed it. After they had lived there for several years, they enlarged the dining room to at least 40 foot long. He was very active in the International Petroleum Expositions. He would have parties there and things. It was a beautiful dining room. We called it the lounge because we used another room as our dining room, and this was where we lived.
How much did you pay for that home?
We were shown the house in 1977 by a realtor who was a good friend of ours, and we really were not looking for another house, but since we had never been in the Skelly House, we wanted to see it. Well, it needed a lot of attention, and it was $275,000 in 1977. We didn't have $275,000, and as I say, we really lived in a very nice house. But the problem was Congressman Jones had so many political interests that he couldn't give the listing to one realtor. He had to give it to a half a dozen. So there were never any ads, there were never any signs in the yard about the house because the realtors, one was wanting to sell it, and so the others couldn't sell it. This was, I think, in late November, early December of 77. We looked at it and thought, well, it'd be fun to have. And in the end of March of 78, the realtor called and she said they have just reduced the Skelly Mansion $50,000, and that made it $225,000. We knew it was going to sell. So we went back, looked at it again, and after negotiation, we purchased it for $200,000. I was asked this fall to give a program to the docents at Tulsa Historical. I have these programs that I give on Tulsa Historic Homes, but I also have one on the Skelly Mansion. I gave that. I have pictures that I pass around and tell some of the interesting stories about the mansion. And I said, in my books, I always end with an "and" in conclusion. So I will end this lecture with an "and" in conclusion. I had the recent copy of Tulsa People, which had an article on houses in Tulsa for sale for over $1 million. Of course, there was a large picture of the Skelly Mansion, and it was listed at $2,650,000. And I said, and in conclusion, in 1978, we paid $200,000. That was the end of my story.
It's interesting because in this year, 2012, the University of Tulsa purchased the Skelly Mansion, and a lot of people probably don't know, that's the second time the university has owned it.
That's right.
Because the Skellys actually gave the home.
Yes, Mrs. Skelly gave it after Mr. Skelly died.
Yeah.
Without any strings attached, she gave the house and all the furnishings. They kept it for a couple of years. I don't really think they did much with it. And then they sold it.
According to your book, they sold it to Harold Wright.
Yes. And then Harold Wright sold it to James R. Jones. We purchased it from him. At the time he sold the house, he had an auction of all the furnishings. He hired this auctioneer company from New Orleans to come and do the auction. We were living in the neighborhood. I think they charged $5 or $10 to come to the auction. And I said, we didn't come because we probably didn't have the $5 or $10. But the things went very, very cheap, very cheap. The article said that it had been estimated that the furnishings would sell in excess of $100,000, and they sold a little over $35,000. Harold Stewart, he was married to Joanne Skelly, one of the daughters. Years afterwards, I was visiting with him at a party. We were talking about that auction, and he said, you know, when we gave it to the university and the furnishings, we had everything appraised for tax purposes. And he said, after the auction, they went so cheap that the IRS came back after the estate. And he said, we had to pay a lot more taxes.
Hmm. There's a walk-in vault in that home.
Yes, it's a very elaborate bank vault door, and it came from a bank in Kansas City. Actually, the vault itself is not fireproof or anything. It's narrow but quite long. We always kept our Christmas decorations in it. And this house has an Otis elevator from the basement to the second floor. We always kept our Christmas tree in the elevator. And when we put it on the market to sell, we were still living in the house. The realtor said to us one day, everybody that looks at it wants to see the elevator. Would you mind taking the Christmas tree out of it? So we removed the Christmas tree.
What made you decide to sell the home?
Our children were in college or gone. We now live on Swan Lake, which we purchased in 1987 with the idea in about 10 years we would move to Swan Lake. We moved there in 95, and we love it there.
Did you have a lot of friends want to be invited to the house because they wanted to see the mansion?
Well, not necessarily our friends, but strangers.
Would they walk up?
They would come up. I know my wife was sitting in the living room one day reading. The living room had French doors at both ends of the room. She looked up, and here was a lady peeking through the French door into the house. So she got up and invited her in, but she was really upset about it. But we finally discovered that I immediately put it on the National Register of Historic Places. And, of course, there were articles in the newspaper about that. And people thought that because it was on the National Register, that it had to be open to the public. So when we decided that's what was wrong, that was okay.
So as far as you know today, that house is sound and solid and
taken care of. Well, the owner that has just sold it did hundreds of thousands of dollars of work on it. Just a lot of money. It's in beautiful shape. The lawns and the gardens are just exquisite.
So the top of your head, that property is worth what today?
I would say it's probably worth around $2 million, something like that.
I won't ask you how much you got for it.
No, I don't mind telling you. We got $900,000 for it.
After living there
17 years.
So
we did all right.
Yes, you did.